Aircheckdownloads.com.
That's the way we like it, of course. Perfect. 9 minutes past six. How are you feeling then? Have you slept much? Did you have a few drinks to, you know, mark the occasion last night? I know it's all this thing about not getting carried away. And, you know, a long way to go until we get to, you know, Germany. But, whew, what a start. That was brilliant. Couldn't have asked for anything more than that as well. And a brilliant 90 minutes to watch it as well. The full house there. Hampden. Must have had a great time. Wish I'd been there. How are you? I'm Gavin Pearson. Here for Ewan and Kat at breakfast. Sorting you out for a Wednesday morning. Getting you going with Casey and the Sunshine Band. That's the way I like it. And David Bowie before that. And Modern Love. So stay with me, we'll get you moving, get you to work or wherever you happen to be quickly and safely this morning. And brighten up your Wednesday with the greatest hits, UB40 and Chrissy Hynde now. It is UB40 and Chrissy Hynde, and I Got You, Babe, at 6.13. So I'm guessing this win last night, nothing could ruin my morning, even getting my second puncture in the space of 5 days. I got one of the weekend. Same reason. Pothole. Hit it this morning, and I was about 3 miles away from here, so I thought, well, what else can I do? I'm just going to have to drive really, really slowly. Probably not good for the car, you're going to tell me, aren't you? But, you know, I had to drive about 15 miles an hour all the way in. People behind me were going nuts, as you can imagine. But, yeah, what could I would have been late otherwise. But seriously, watch out in the roads, particularly in the darkness, and you can't see what's going on, and these potholes aren't so clear, because they seem to be everywhere right now. They give you a fright, but that's two in the space of 5 days that I've just completely wiped out the tire instantly. It's not like a slow puncture, straight to 0% pressure. So that's something to sort out at 10 o'clock, but seriously, just think about Steve Clark getting us through that yesterday, and that surely will make me feel a whole lot better again. We're going to play some David Bowie in just a second and check out what's happening on your route to work next.
Clyde 2. Plan your next escape. Hits Radio is coming to Glasgow and the West. The new name for Clyde 2.
5 days to go.
It's just amazing. With Prince, you associate his strength with the 80s when he had all those big anthems and Purple Rain, of course, that iconic album. But his one and only UK number one came in the 90s, 1994. Hey, remember that for the top 10. There's Prince and the most beautiful girl in the world. It's 6:26. Remember, we are turning to Greatest Hits Radio come Monday. Looking forward to waking up with Ewan and Kat at breakfast, and then Ken Bruce from 10 with the legendary Pop Master Quiz. And Simon Mayo's the man and he'll take you home from Monday as well. Right now, let's stick on some Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer, live from Glasgow. Thank you for starting your day with Clyde 2. It's 9 Celsius right now across Glasgow in the west, so mild to begin with. One or two showers later on this morning, and maybe a few in the afternoon as well. But on the whole today, it's going to be overcast and dry. Highs of 13 Celsius. Lows overnight tonight of maybe 10. Wow, double figures throughout the night. We're going to stick on Elton John after we catch up with the headlines here on Clyde 2. It's 6:30, and they come from Rob Waller.
Scotland midfielder Callum McGregor says being able to share an historic night with supporters and Hampden means the world to him.
Hey, it's Tiffany, and I think we're alone now. I'm sort of tempted to maybe play Billy Ray Cyrus and Achy Breaky Heart. This is the thing about it. When you talk about the John McGinn song, as we reflect on the fantastic win for Scotland, 2-0 over Spain last night, people don't realise when they're singing it, it's actually a remake of Achy Breaky Heart. It's one of those things where, like, no, it's not. Yeah, it is. Have a think about it. Listen to how the chorus goes, which I absolutely love. And do you know the other thing that was funny? And Rory Hamilton in commentary last night on the game during the coverage pointed this out. There were lots of kids there, maybe there for their first game at Hampden as well. And my daughter has only been to Hampden once. She watched Scotland beat Denmark in that other great game we had about a year ago. They think that that's how Scotland play regularly. They have got no awareness of the difficulties, the heartache, the disappointment, the close runs that we've had in recent years as well. They just don't know the roller coaster that is being a Scotland fan. I'm sure they'll find out very soon, but well, let's hope not. Let's hope we can keep doing what we're doing. More on the roads coming up in just a second. It's 6:39, Fiction Factory on the way, as well as our 6:50 ballad.
Clyde 2.
Aircheckdownloads.com.